Outrage is growing over the potential discharge of a special forces soldier from Joint Base Lewis-McChord, who beat an Afghan police commander accused of raping a young boy. The U.S. military told U.S. soldiers stationed in Afghanistan to ignore evidence of sexual abuse of boys by Afghan allies. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports on military and veterans issues. She's here to help us understand what's happening. Hi. Hey. So, why hasn't this issue gotten attention in the past?
Well, it actually has, but not in this way. And what we're talking about here is the practice of what Afghan men say is sexual companionship between powerful men and adolescent boys. And there have been various reports about this so-called dancing boys of Afghanistan dating back to like 2010. NPR has reported on it. PBS Frontline did a whole series on it. It's a situation that U.S. troops who were in Afghanistan have been faced with as long as we have been there.
So now this possible discharge of Charles Martland from JBLM is bringing this to the surface in a bigger way, it seems like.
Yeah. In late summer, some members of Congress and some of Sergeant Martland's fellow Green Berets came forward on his behalf to ask Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter to intervene. In 2011, when this happened, Sergeant Martland was attached to JBM's first Special Forces Group, which is an elite group there. He's a decorated soldier, and now he's facing this discharge because of this reprimand. It essentially put him at the top of the Army downsizing pile to be involuntarily separated.
Hmm. What happened exactly? What happened?
Well, we should say that there was a second person involved in this, and it was Daniel Quinn, who was a captain at the time. He was also reprimanded and has since left the Army, and Quinn has been very vocal about his outrage as well over this issue. What happened, and some of the best reporting on this comes from the Tacoma News Tribune. Back in August, they reported that Sergeant Martland and Daniel Quinn were responding to a particular brutal incident of kidnapping and rape by this Afghan police commander. And at the time, Quinn told the Tribune that the mother appealed to them for help after she had been beaten for trying to intervene. They brought the police commander to their base and confronted him. Quinn told the Tribune at the time that he admitted that he had raped the boy and then laughed at them for being concerned, for voicing their outrage to him. Quinn says at that point they both lost their tempers. And there are lots of different answers about how badly that police commander was hurt. Some of them say he was able to walk away. Some say he was beaten within an inch of his life. So that all now is getting a lot of attention because of this potential discharge.
How did that attention happen? I mean, we know that the Tacoma News Tribune reported on this in August, but how did it then become how did a national spotlight get shined on this?
A lot of this came from an editorial condemning this and a story that ran in the New York Times. The Pentagon has been forced to respond because it created this snowball. They aren't commenting on the specifics of the case, but a Pentagon spokesman said that the U.S., and this is a quote, has no policy directing forces to overlook human rights abuses. But, and the second part of his quote is the but here, ultimately these types of sexual assaults on children are an Afghan law enforcement matter. And that's indicative of the reality of the complications of operating in a foreign country where your success is partly based on your relationships with local leaders. And it's also indicative of the U.S.'s ability to affect change while simultaneously fighting a war and a terrible situation that U.S. soldiers like Sergeant Martland are faced with, and the potential moral injury that goes along with making that choice about a situation involving something as abhorrent as the rape of a child.
Hmm. Well, what happens next here?
It is being reported that Sergeant Martland's appeal has been denied, so it seems that his discharge seems imminent at this point. But there seems maybe to be some traction on the issue itself. The Afghan president this week says his government would do what it could to stamp out this practice that he called pervasive among many wealthy and prominent men in the country.
Wow. Well, you said that Sergeant Martland's discharge looked imminent. Do you think there's any possibility that that might be revisited, given that the Afghan president is speaking out on this now?
I think that those are two separate issues. And I think that this is one of the things that is ugly about war that we are talking about now.
Patricia Murphy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Patricia Murphy covers military and veterans issues for KUOW.